Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank you once again for tuning into Faith at Noon. Just excited on this Wednesday just to be in the studio, just breaking the bread of life, sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Charlotte, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Elder Lenore Artis, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so this is just another opportunity to share the gospel, to get the gospel out. And so we're going to pick up where we left off maybe on Monday, 2 Corinthians 5:18. We kind of already dealt, glory to God, with 17. And so I just want to read 18 to you. It says, "And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ." And so I just need to pause for a moment, because at the end of the day, of the heart of God is for people to be reconciled to him through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the Gospel of John that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by him. The Bible also talks about, glory to God, that he is the bread from heaven. He's the living bread. And so the only one that can fill your quench your thirst or fill that empty void in your life is the Lord, glory to God, Jesus Christ. So at the end of the day, the most important thing in our lives is that we have a relationship with the Father God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so God have a plan. God have a purpose for your life. He has your future is bright, glory to God, in him. And so he have reconciled you to himself, which also indicate if you've been reconciled, then that means, Joanne, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. If you've been reconciled, that means that the score has been settled. In other words, Jesus, who is our sin substitute, he has already paid the price for us to be reconciled to God. Rosemary, how are you? God bless you. Sherry, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. God is not holding anything against you. God is not mad with you. God is not angry with you. God is not trying to get you back. God is not holding anything, glory to God, against you. So people don't have to get themselves together to come to God. They just have to come in the spiritual condition they're in and let God get them together, because nobody have the G-type blood or the power within themselves to get themselves right with God. And so the scripture says that all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. So I don't know about you, people of God, but God knows I am so glad and excited to be reconciled to God, to be in right standings with God, to be a new creature in Christ, to have been accepted in the beloved, to be declared the righteousness of God, to be justified of God through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the one thing that we need to understand is that we have been reconciled. Every person who has received Jesus Christ as his or her personal Lord and Savior, in order for restoration and reconciliation to become a reality to you, is just a matter of you receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It's very easy to do. According to Romans 10, the Bible says, "But what saith it, the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. And so the whole purpose of even preaching the gospel is to produce the faith in the heart of people so that they can receive what the grace of God has provided through Jesus Christ, so that those provisions can become a reality, glory to God, into our life. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt, glory to God, be saved. And so the Bible says, when you go back to 2 Corinthians 5:18, and all things are of God. In other words, I didn't do anything to make myself a new creation. I didn't do anything to make myself the righteousness of God. It was Jesus Christ who did, glory to God, all of that. And I don't know about you, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to stand in the presence of the living God as if sin was never committed. And so in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today, it's important that we be delivered from being sin conscious, because Jesus took care of the sin and become righteous conscious, which means that we are in right standings, glory to God, with God. And to be able, Benjamin Moore, how are you? Thank you, sir, for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so to be able to stand in the presence of a living God as if, glory to God, you had never sinned is absolutely mind-boggling, and it's absolutely amazing to me. The reason that every believer has that position in Christ is because Christ took care of it when he became, glory to God, my sin substitute. And so it says, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And then notice now the next sentence, and have given us. Who is us? Everyone that has been reconciled, everyone who have received Jesus Christ as his or her personal Lord and Savior, all of those people who have been reconciled to the Father God through Jesus Christ, not only did he reconcile us, but he have given us the ministry of reconciliation. And so I'm here to say to somebody today is that when you understand, see, too often people are trying to get into ministry. People is waiting on a call, glory to God, to ministry. And what all of us need to understand, every born again child of God who have received Jesus Christ and has been reconciled to the Father through the Son already has a ministry, and that ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. So you don't always have to be concerned about getting into ministry Monique Scott, how are you? Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon today. You don't always have to worry about getting glory to God into ministry or somebody recognizing a call on your life for ministry. If you just be faithful, all of that will take care of itself. But I need you to hear the Spirit of the Lord today. It is that every child of God, woman of God, Regina Gaynor, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Every child of God who has been reconciled to the Father through the Son, according to 2 Corinthians 5:18, has been given a ministry. So you don't have to be put in ministry. You don't have to sit around and wait for God to call you in ministry. That is your ministry. You already have a ministry. You are already in ministry. Too often, we want to pursue. We're trying to pursue standing behind the sacred desk. That particular standing behind the pulpit really is for people who are ministry gifts to the body of Christ. Those are people that the Lord Jesus gave to his body. According to Ephesians 4:11, he made some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Richard Shepfield, how are you? God bless you, sir. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Colette, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And we just have too many people in the body of Christ that is sitting around waiting for the pastor to recognize a call on their life, or we have people trying to illegally enter into ministry without a divine call of God on their life. And I'm just here to let the people of God understand that according to 2 Corinthians 5:18, that you are already in ministry. So you don't have to waste all this time sitting around waiting for somebody, glory to God, to put you, glory to God, in ministry. Matter of fact, 1 Timothy 1:12, this is what the scripture says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into ministry. And so the only way to get into ministry as it deal with the ministry gifts of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to be put in ministry. Your mama can't put you in ministry. Your daddy can't put you in ministry. The only one that can put you in ministry is God the Father and the Lord, glory to God, Jesus Christ. So until the Lord count you faithful and put you in ministry, you need to understand that every person, glory to God, has been given the ministry of reconciliation. And I'm telling you that it's a blessed, glory to God, it's a blessed ministry for every child of God to understand he or she is already in ministry, and to be able to recognize their ministry, which is the ministry of reconciliation. When you think about all of the stuff, when I think about all of the stuff, glory to God that I have done. But God looked beyond my faults and saw my needs and understood that I was in need of a Savior. And he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light to show forth praise unto his name. When you reevaluate your life and you take self-inventory of your own life and you considered all the stuff that you did, and God didn't hold any of that against you, because through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, he paid the price, glory to God, for all of that. And so when a person believes that Jesus is Lord, then he or she is reconciled unto the Father, and the Father have given us the ministry of reconciliation. So all of us, glory to God, are in ministry. Christ, through the ministry gifts, reconciliation is a part of our ministry, you know, as well. Because what people need to know, verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. What people need to understand, the ultimate sacrifice in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ has already been offered. The sin debt, glory to God, has already been paid. And so it's a powerful, it's a fundamental, but it's a profound word that people need to hear and to understand, because if people understood that, they wouldn't spend so much time trying to get themselves together, or trying to, I got to get myself together, or I got to clean up my own life, when nobody had the ability to clean themselves up. You have to be cleaned up, glory to God, by the Spirit of God and by the washing of the water of the word. That's the only way you can clean up, you know, anything. And so the whole world need to understand that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So the whole world need to understand that Jesus Christ, through his finished work, because after all, he's the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world, that the price for salvation and the price for the whole world to be reconciled has already, glory to God, been provided. And so, people of God, that's what we need to get, glory to God, to the world. And so oftentimes, you know, today, you know, the Great Commission of the church is to go into all the world. But really, all of us don't always have the means to go into all the world. And so sometimes your circle of friends that are made up of different nationalities and people that you interact with, that is, glory to God, your world. And it's important to let those people know that Jesus Christ, glory to God, has paid the price. And it's important for the world to understand you don't have to be in church to get saved. You could get saved, glory to God, any place. The people of God who have been reconciled and who has been given the ministry of reconciliation just have to be confident enough to learn how to lead people to Christ, glory to God, wherever the opportunity present itself. And so again, I made mention of this verse And so I might as well make mention of it again, according to Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So to make what Jesus Christ has done and has provided for us a reality, we that have the ministry of reconciliation have to learn how to lead people, glory to God, to Christ. Matter of fact, just want to just throw this, glory to God, out there. It's just really, you know, a thought. When was the last time you led somebody to Christ? Because after all, you don't have to be in church to receive Jesus Christ as Lord, but you do need to connect with the local assembly after you get saved to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what the world, glory to God, that's what the world need to hear. That God is not mad at them. God is not holding their sins, glory to God, against them. The very things that they trying to clean up, Jesus has already died for it. The things that they trying to get together, it can't be gotten together except the Lord Jesus, except he, glory to God, get it together for you. And so verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world, glory to God, to himself. And notice the verse, the next sentence, not imputing their trespasses unto them. So now, why would God hold anything against you if Jesus has already died for you? For me, that don't quite make a whole lot of sense. If Jesus died for me, and then if God is still going to hold something against me after Jesus died for me, then it's almost like saying that Jesus died, glory to God, almost in vain. And so the scripture says, God not imputing their trespasses unto them. The word imputing is an accounting term. And in other words, glory to God, that God has a credit. He has given credit to your account. He has accredited your account because of the finished work that Jesus Christ have done, glory to God, on your behalf. And so people of God, I just wanted to share the word of God today so that people can stop trying to pursue ministry, particularly if there is no divine call of God on your life for ministry, and understand you are already in ministry, and understand that you have a ministry, because you can be, see, being called to ministry don't necessarily make you faithful to ministry. It don't automatically make you anything. And so I'm saying that to the body of Christ who is not a part of the fivefold ministry, is that according to your faithfulness to God, God is going to bless your life. God is going to honor you, glory to God, according to your faithfulness. whether you in fivefold ministry or not. And so that's very important, glory to God, for people to understand that you have to develop a faithfulness in God. And just because a person is called to ministry, don't automatically make, glory to God, a person faithful to that which he's been called to. And so what I'm trying to say is, just because a person is in ministry, that God is automatically going to bless them because they are in ministry, you got to be faithful to that too. And so what I'm saying to the body of Christ is that you already have a ministry, and that ministry is the ministry, glory to God, of reconciliation. And so you need to say to yourself that I'm already in ministry, or I already have a ministry. You need to decree and declare over your own life that I already have a ministry, and my ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. And you need to get on, glory to God, with that ministry. You have, glory to God, a ministry. And the ministry of reconciliation is a great, wonderful ministry. Do you know what a blessing that you are when people hear you tell them that God is not imputing their trespasses against them? God is not holding anything, glory to God, against them. Do you know how many people their lives are bound by sin, are bound by, glory to God, what they used to do? And a matter of fact, if the truth be told, it's still a lot of people even today still living back in the day. And I'm here to say that God is not back in no day. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And see, that's a part, glory to God, of the mistake of the church too. Great moves of God that have went on in the past. We try to go back to that day. I'm saying to you that God was there in that day, but God have moved, glory to God, from that day, and that you have to get where God is, glory to God, today. And so it's a wonderful thing for us to share with people that God is not imputing their trespasses unto them. God is not trying to get you back. God is not holding anything against you. God is not mad at you. God is not angry, glory to God, with people. God is not up in heaven pulling people's numbers as if you next and pull your number. God is not doing any of that stuff. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so the whole world God reconciled through Christ, the whole world to himself, not imputing their trespasses, glory to God, against them. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm as excited, glory to God, as I can be, because I'm telling you, that's a word, glory to God, for somebody, and it's a word for you to share, glory to God, with somebody. Because people are just, time is winding up time is winding up, and it's just too many people. Barbara, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. It's just too many people trying to get themselves together in order to come to God. And people just need to know that God is not imputing their trespasses against them, because all of the sins of the world was placed on one man, and that one man, his name is Jesus, glory to God. And so God, through Christ, reconciled the whole world to himself. And then the next sentence says, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So every person that is in ministry, you know, you got to have a word from the Lord. And for all of us, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17-21, but according to verses 19, every ministry have to have a word. And so the day to today, the word of the Lord is to be ye reconciled. Go tell somebody to be reconciled. Go lead somebody, glory to God, to Christ, because God is not holding anything, glory to God, against them. Dr. Emma Jones, how are you? God bless you. And so that's the word, glory to God, for today, because the Lord have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And so that's a word for the world. That's a word wherever you are, on the street corner. It's a word for your circle of friends. It's a word for the marketplace. It's a word for anybody who has not received Jesus Christ as his or her personal Lord and Savior. And so that word has been committed, glory to God, to his church. And his church is the ecclesia, the people who have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light to show forth praise unto his name. And so again, I hope this broadcast has been a blessing, glory to God, to you. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway, Patterson, New Jersey, on the second floor of the LOJ building. I decree and declare Patterson, New Jersey, as the city of righteousness, despite what is going on in the city, because the body of Christ is there, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you desire to worship with us on Sunday morning, my worship service is every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., but I guarantee that you will not leave as you came until you will not leave as you came, in Jesus' name. So until next time, may God richly bless you, and you enjoy the remainder of your blessed day, in Jesus' name.